son Esther.
Oh, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
We're going to wait another minute or so. Actually, we can start. Please join me in saying the Abba Koa. Another Koa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Serura, Alephet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu no ra kufre shayan sintet nun nagibor dor sheyehudcha kivavat sham Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. The letters of the month of Cheshvan, the Dalet that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the Nun that created the constellation Akrav, the astrological sign of Scorpio. Together, the Dalet and the Nun spell the Hebrew word Din, which translates as judgment. Barchem tacharem, rachame sitkacha, tamid gamlem, betetresh, tzaditav gimel. Chasin kadosh, Birov tuvcha, na'el adatach, het kufbet, tet nunayan. Yachid ge'eh, lamcha p'nei, zokre kidushata, yud gimel lamed, pezayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel, Ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot shin kufav tzadiyud taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate between the positive and negative aspects of that creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of wisdom. Excuse me. The 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei. El Rachum Vechanun. Erech Apayim. Verav Chesed Ve'emet. Notze Chesed La'alafim. Naseawon vafesha vechata'a v'nakeh. Now we're going to read the various verses from the Tanakh that we read to connect to the energies of this year, 5777, the year of the goat, and the previous years. For this year, there are two verses that connect to that energy. The first one is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni chatzipor oyevai chinam. The verse has five words. When we take the first letter of each of these words, we're able to permutate it into three Hebrew words, tzat ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. The last letter of each word can be permutated into two Hebrew words, Bir Yam, and this is translated as a sea of tenants. Both of these translations and both all five of these words coming from the verse, connecting to the energy of the verse, also connect to the energy of this year of the goat, 5777. The second verse that connects to this year is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, which comes from the fact that the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, is spelled within this verse with an equal letter distance of seven letters between each of the letters of the name of the year. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Hadivaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. We're now going to read the verse, two verses that connect to the previous year of 5776, which is a year of the pause. And during this year, when you are feeling overwhelmed, you're not sure how to handle things, you feel out of balance, and you need to pause, reading these verses will help you connect to that energy of pause. The first of these two verses is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat velo yachlu lehavshi et kol ha'olot vayechaskum achechem ha'levim ad kilot hamlacha V'yad yitkadshu ha-kohanim, ki ha-levim yishrei levav, v'hitkadesh me-ha-kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka Are Kaha. The second verse connecting to the year 5776 is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adeat Ki biyah Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. The year 5775 has three verses that connect to its energy of swallowing death forever. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad biliruki uru. The next verse is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoiya Asher yitchabe sham ushavtem elai el nachon v'halachti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse, Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach Yoved Roav Yom Ruayom. And during the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East, one verse that connects to that energy is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Kusam timakom le'amili Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'asav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar that connects to the energy of certainty. It comes from the Sulam commentary, Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudcha barichu ishkinte bitchilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu liyakta l'shem yud he bevav he Yehuda shenim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'ehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'ase yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'ase yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba amar v'ka ma'atar tanenan d'kusha Barichu kol ma diaved leila witata kolaihu kishot viovada dikshot veleidlach mila bi alma divae parnash ledachya leya mineya ulan hagabeya Kalana de Hakulu Ovada dikshot inun wikola itsterich bi alma. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 19th of Cheshvan. Hevel ben Adam HaRishon and Chava Bat HaShchina. This is Abel, the son of Adam and Eve. He was born on this day and he passed on this day. He was killed by Cain on this day. But the important thing to remember about Abel is not that he was killed because of jealousy, but that no one dies in the physical world without the spiritual court having said it's time for him to leave because of his actions. And in Abel's case, it was because he was putting the physical in front of the spiritual, and we learn that from the word in the Torah also, where it says that Abel also brought a sacrifice, meaning it wasn't an important part of his action, even though his sacrifice was accepted because he brought the best of what he had. it was still a secondary action, not one based on priority. We need to make the spiritual our priority, and that's the lesson of Abel. Rabbi Pinchas Epstein, Rabbi Naftali Yitzhak Siegel, Rabbi Yitzhak Avraham Wallerstein of Minsk, Rabbi Shimshon Halevi Heller of Zabarish, Rabbi Eliyahu Rogler, Rabbi Moshe Michal of Biala, Rabbi Yehoshua Atia, Rabbi Seyasa HaKohen of Jerba, Tunisia, Rabbi Avraham Svi Hirsch Kamai, and the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class, I believe, maybe not, we'll see, will be the last of the classes on why do we study Zohar. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom page matrix. I believe it's the second row, the right-hand column. It says, why study, why Kabbalah now? When you click on that link, it takes you to the classes of why study Zohar. And we are doing class 2A. And it opens up. It is considered for the person as if he were saying Chidushim on the Torah. And I am explaining that Kiddushim is a Hebrew word that translates as a new revelation of Torah. When you say read a verse from the Zohar, it's as if you are saying something new that is being revealed about the Torah, a new secret of the Torah. For when they are occupied with its study, they renew the new light that was originated with this work. And the Shekhinah shines and illuminates from that light, as it was at the beginning of the new light. And all those who occupy themselves with the Zohar HaKadosh again awaken the great benefit and the light that revealed Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his companions when he composed this work. To understand the blocking of the heart and the blocking of the mind, this is when the heart becomes a heart of stone, and the advice is to immerse oneself in the mikveh in order to purify oneself and to study the Sefer HaZohar, for the word Zohar comes from the word illumination, for it illuminates in places of darkness. The purpose of this work, the Zohar HaKadosh, was to anticipate the remedy to the disease, to help Israel in the Galut through the unifications and the things that are done through them in order to increase the strength of the Kedusha, and so that the generation would learn the secrets of the Torah, and so that they would know how to awaken mercy and how to be saved from evil decrees. Two ways are needed for those who study themselves with these Sefarim, these books. A person should read the language of these books a great deal, and he should not study in depth at the beginning. And the second way is to learn other passages in depth, according to his strength. And the person will sometimes concentrate on the first way of study and do little of the second way. And sometimes he will do the opposite. All this according to his understanding and his capacity. Some days he will be able to concentrate a great deal and some days he will prefer to read without the need to concentrate. And even when a person sees that he does not understand, he should not cease his mouth from learning, because the master is faithful to help him understand the wisdom. And I would add, eventually. For just as a man trains his son, so does the Holy One, blessed be he, brings merit little by little to him who occupies himself with this wisdom. And there is proof to our words from what we saw in the Zohar HaKadosh. The one who occupies himself with this wisdom and fills his mouth with it will also fill his heart with the fear of heaven and the fear of sin, and will increase in his insight for divine service. For even only the reading of the Zohar HaKadosh will bring happiness and Yirat Hashem, awe of the Creator, to the soul of the person, as if he was studying with Tzaddikim in the Garden of Eden. And if a person does not feel it, his mazal feels it. For surely this is the main portion of Torah study of the Tzaddikim in the Garden of Eden. If he has merit, he should study the Zohar HaKadosh after midnight. For through the merit of the Zohar HaKadosh will Israel go out of exile, which resembles the night. In the merit of those who occupy themselves with the Sefer HaZohar, the Ge'ulah, the redemption, will spring forth in our days, amen, with the help of Hashem, amen, as it writes in Parashat Vayeshi. And the Mekubalim wrote the 5 pages daily study of the Zohar HaKadosh is of great benefit and a great tikkun for the soul, and it is a great cure and repair for the sins and transgressions of the soul. Through the involvement of Israel with the secrets of the Torah, Mashiach will come soon in our days. And let us all say amen. As it is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, and an allusion to this is found in the word Sod, spelled Samach Vav Dalet, which when fully spelled, Samach Mem Kaf, Vav Aleph Vav, Dalet Lamed Tav, equals the gematria of Mashiach ben Yosef, 566. And this means that even Mashiach ben Yosef will live and be preserved through the merit of the study of the secrets of the Torah. I asked the Vilna Gaon, what is the proper way to fulfill the obligation which our rabbis spoke about? And he told me that I should study the Sefer HaZohar and the Sharei Orah, the gates of light, in order to understand a few of the concepts of the Zohar HaKadosh only, without any commentary for it, confuses. Those who occupy themselves with the levels of Remes and Sod, the Yetzer Hara cannot dominate them. The internal aspect of the Torah is life to the internal part of the body, which is the soul, and those who occupy themselves with the levels of Remes and Sod, the Yetzer Hara cannot dominate them. Also, the one who studies will correct his soul through the study of the secrets of the Torah, as it was explained in the Tikkunim. And there they mention the punishment to those who refrain from reading the wisdom of the Kabbalah. A person needs to be complete in his studies, that he will study Peshat, Remes, Drash, and Sod. And if not, he needs to come back in reincarnation. Learn one passage of Tikkuni Zohar every night before going to sleep, and then you will not fear and will sleep securely. And with the help of Hashem, He will implant in our hearts the love and the fear due to Him. From me, Israel ben Harav Eliezer, the Baal Shem from Mitzibush, the Baal Shem Tov. As I heard from my grandfather, may he rest in peace, that the Sefer HaZohar has a different interpretation every single day. In my opinion, that is a tremendous teaching, and it's very true. A page from the Sefer HaZohar HaKadosh early in the morning eliminates all bad things, and be careful not to separate from this thing. And without the Kabbalah, you will not know what is Torah Lishma, for you will not know the root of the different names of Hashem, and you are not free from the obligation to study it because of your business dealings. For if you are not free from setting times for Torah study, how much more so regarding the secrets of the Torah? For without them, we are like animals, like a bull that eats grass. And in any generation, he who occupies himself with this wisdom does not require to be tested from above. For whoever does this, his soul clings to Hashem, Yitbarach, and at all times he sacrifices his soul to Hashem Yitbarach with a strong love. It is known to us that even one who does not know anything, the language of the Zohar HaKadosh purifies his soul. But the occupation with the true wisdom, the wisdom of the Kabbalah, is the main vehicle for the success of the soul, and no man should remove from it, and it is the main part of the Torah of Israel. And there are many fools who run away from studying the secrets of the Torah of the Ari HaKadosh and the Sefer HaZohar, which are our life, and who would give that my people listen to me in these times of the footsteps of Mashiach. When the evil and heresy increases, they should run to study the Zohar and the Tikkunim all day, and the writings of the Ari HaKadosh together with the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov, and in this way they would annul all evil decrees. The life of the Jewish person depends on the Sefer HaZohar and the writings of the Ari HaKadosh. To learn in Kedusha, holiness, and happiness, and pleasantness, and with fear and love, each one according to his intellect and his holiness, and all Israel are holy. Know that in former generations it was possible to reach higher spiritual levels through the study of the Peshat HaTorah. But in these generations, in the footsteps of Mashiach, when evil strengthens so much and chutzpah increases, who will protect us from the evil klipot that darken the light? And through the revealed portions of the Torah, it is impossible in these generations to defend the soul from the klipot and the accusers that invest themselves physically in the Erev Rav, who are the majority, and heresy rules and prevails, and baseless hatred and Lashon Hara, were it not for the sweetness and pleasantness of the language of the Zohar HaKadosh and the Tikkunim and the writings of our master the Ari HaKadosh, that they all illuminate the eyes and repose the mind and gladden the heart, there would be no possibility of receiving light due to the multitude of problems and the weaknesses of minds, that the evil heretics, therefore, my brothers, taste and see the sweetness and the hidden light of the Zohar HaKadosh, which illuminates the soul, and through this great light you will accept all the sufferings and the tests, and your thoughts will not be weakened thereby, and you will not fall from your level, and you will ascend higher and higher to the highest levels. Be strong and do not fear. But you should know that the reason for the revelation of this study in these times is because evil is gaining great strength, and Knesset Yisrael is falling. And with this study, the soul is purified. And when the person is engaged in studying the secrets of the Torah, and in particular the Zohar HaKadosh and the Tikkunim, the soul is illuminated, and the Shekhinah rests over you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines upon you. Only you have to be truly humble, and through this study, you will merit to be like dust and ashes, and to accept all sufferings. Before tefillah, one should study Mishnayot, Gemara, and Zohar, and one should not pray until he studies the Zohar HaKadosh, whether much or little. And it is proper to study 5 pages of the Zohar HaKadosh every day. And this is a great benefit for the soul, to illuminate it, to repair it, and purify it, and to remove the thorns, the evil character traits, and evil lusts. You should be careful to study the Torah before you sleep. Some study of Mishnayot or the Sefer HaZohar HaKadosh, for the Kedusha of the study will protect you. The greatest of the Chiddushim, the new insights in the Torah, is very important in the heavens above, to the point that in the Zohar HaKadosh, it says that he builds new heavens. And also the study of the Sefer HaZohar HaKadosh, even when he does not understand it, it is considered for him as if he had said Chiddushim, new insights in the Torah. My sons, be very careful in studying, or at least to say every day, early in the morning, some passages of the Zohar HaKadosh. And this thing will be very beneficial for the purity of the soul. And regarding the study of the Zohar HaKadosh, he said in the name of Rabbi Aaron Mitzid Tomir that the Zohar HaKadosh needs to be read without explanations, for the words and the sayings themselves of the Zohar HaKadosh unite the person with the blessed En Sof. And only if he wishes to learn with the commentary, he should first look at the commentary and then read the Zohar HaKadosh without the commentary. The study of the Zohar without purity, observing family purity and immersing in the mikveh after sexual relations or carry, God forbid, can bring the person to disbelief and atheism. It is written, and you shall occupy yourself with them day and night. And it is not written, and you shall understand them. If you understand, that's fine. And if not, the reward of the study is on your side, and the proof is in the Sefer HaZohar, which if you do not understand, anyway, the language is a segula for the soul, a protection for the soul. You should also learn the Sefer HaZohar every day, 1 page each day in the Lublin edition, which is 264 pages, and then the Zohar Chadash, which is 86 pages. which totaled 350 pages, so that you should complete this study in a year. Also, every Shabbat you should fix some time to study the Zohar HaKadosh. To study every day the Zohar HaKadosh and the Sharei Orah, the gates of light. Tell the Avrakim that if they want to say some Zohar before the Tefillah, that they should say Zohar Chadash, that from this they can be Chasadim as well. The Zohar was revealed in different times, different aspects. And so the one of the ways of describing the different parts of the Zohar is to call it the Zohar Chadash, which really means the later revelations of the Zohar, the later parts that were revealed after the initial part of the Zohar. In the Sulam commentary, the parts have been combined and they're not identified as one or the other. But in other books of the Zohar, they are published separately. To my dear friend, whom my soul is attached to, and now I write to you because I forgot to tell you before I departed that you should start saying the Tikkuni Zohar HaKadosh. And he wrote in the additions to the Sefer Yesod Yosef that the limitation on the study of the Kabbalah, like, for example, that he should learn from a Mikubal and not from the books themselves. This does not apply to the study of the Sefer HaZohar. And so he said this. So said the Tzaddik, the Gaon Rav Shlomo Bloch, in the name of his teacher, the Chafetz Chaim, that regarding the study of the Sefer HaZohar, there is no limitation whatsoever. For most of its midrashim, and so the Chafetz Chaim used to promote among everybody that they should study the Zohar HaKadosh every Shabbat, according to the parasha of that Shabbat. And he even encouraged the young unmarried men. And I am adding to do so, to study the Zohar on Shabbat. It is known that the study of the Zohar is very beneficial, a great segula, great protection. And know that through the study of the Zohar HaKadosh, the desire for all other studies of the Holy Torah is aroused, and the language of the Zohar HaKadosh leads greatly toward the service of Hashem Yitbarach. And know that there are those who are accustomed to study the Zohar HaKadosh in its entirety every year, and they divide the pages according to the days of the year, and fortunate are them, and fortunate is their portion. And also, the Chachamim, the heads of their communities, should divide the Zohar HaKadosh into many portions to be divided among the people of the town who fear the word of Hashem. And every person would study his portion every day. And in this fashion, they would complete the study of the Sefer HaZohar every day. And it is already well known that in the merit of the Zohar HaKadosh, the Mashiach will come soon in our days. Amen. May it be his will. And I am adding, did you say amen with fervor when you read amen in this paragraph? It is already known to you the great level of the study of the Zohar HaKadosh that annuls many evil decrees and sufferings and death and the sword from the world. And last year we already awakened Am Yisrael with the announcement, Tikkun for the real redemption, from the mouths of the holy Rabbanim, like the rabbis of the Holy Land, regarding the study of the Zohar HaKadosh. Excuse me. To complete Siyum studies in Eretz Yisrael and outside of it 1,000 times the study of the Zohar HaKadosh. And according to the information we have received, only 600 completions were effected last year. Therefore, we, the Rabbanim and the Geonim of the Eretz HaKadosh, the land of holiness, ask for every Jew to study once again in order to complete the 1,000 completions by the 25th of Elul in the year 5777, in order to elevate Am Yisrael and to annul all those who oppress us, those above and below, and so that the counsel of our enemies will vanish, and that their hands will be without power to harm us, and Israel shall dwell securely, and we will see the consolation of Zion. Amen. May it be His will. Ken Yehi Ratzon. And I am adding, in the last 96 years, from 1920 to 2016, we have not yet completed 1,000 times the study of the Zohar HaKadosh. This is the idea of the UnityZohar.com. Yet it must include the study of the Tikkuni Zohar as well, 1,000 times in a year. Our sages have declared that the study of the Torah is the equivalent of all the mitzvot of the Torah. Fortunate is he who merits that his occupation is the Torah, whether revealed or hidden, and the Zohar HaKadosh, and the Tikkunim of the Tanya de Elokai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zechuto Yagen Aleinu, for he is enough reason to liberate all the world from judgment, and to bring closer the Geula, the redemption. And may our eyes look at the revelation of the light of Hashem, and when the land will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem, when the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and Israel will be saved through Hashem, a permanent salvation, speedily in our days. And let us all say, Amen, Selah. I asked our master, the Stippler Rav, we the descendants of the Yesh Nochalin, the father of the author of the Shnei Luchot HaBrit, have a request from the Yesh Nochalin to study in Elul the Tikkuni Zohar, but I don't understand when I read it. And the Stippler said to me, if it is so, then you must read without understanding. And my master told me that in order to return the neshama to the body, for every time one gets angry, the neshama leaves the body, I should study the secrets of the Torah. One of the tikkunim for a Baal Kiri, one who has wasted seed, seminal emission in vain, is to accustom himself to study the wisdom of the Kabbalah and the secrets of the Torah. For those who studied the Kabbalah cut off the klipot, and the study of the Sefer HaZohar is included in this study. And I heard that the reason why the Kabbalah is a tikkun for this sin of Keri is because this sin lengthens the exile. And the study of the Kabbalah and the Zohar HaKadosh has the opposite effect. for it brings the redemption closer. And everyone who received from me the way of the service of the Creator will see to it that he occupies himself with the tikkun of my soul, and after my days and my years are gone, he will study for me a chapter of Mishnayot every day, and will read a little tikkun Zohar for the good of my soul, at least one page per day, and a little Agadah, and then we will remain connected forever. And I am adding, connected to Hashem and to Torah, that each one of our friends shall always learn the Sefer HaTikkunim, for it is a great tikkun for the soul. And I command each one of the Avrachim to say some pages of the Tikkuni Zohar every single day, which is of great benefit for the soul, and do not be lax regarding this. God forbid, because one cannot imagine the great good which will spring forth from this, and the judgments will be sweetened. And this is an awesome advice for types of suffering, God forbid, and loss of emunah, and small-mindedness. When feeling like this, you should study light things like the En Yochel, the Midrash, or you should say the Zohar and the Tikkunim, and also to study the Gemara, even without understanding. And all this is an awesome advice to rise up from all types of falls, and not like fools who claim that one should not study at times when we feel down, when our heart is not with us. And it is known of many stories where simple people merited great things by acting thus. Meriting, based on these words and others like this, our great rabbis through all generations taught that the complete redemption depends precisely on the study of the Zohar HaKadosh. But it is here that the Yetzer Hara found a great help in confusing people by telling them, if you don't understand what you are reading in the Zohar HaKadosh, you have no right to occupy yourselves with it. This is a false statement, Anoch is adding. And this is a great mistake that causes the redemption to be delayed, for all the Kabbalists have written that reading the Sefer HaZohar and the Tikkunim with no understanding whatsoever, only saying it without knowing what one says, affects a great tikkun in the higher worlds, purifies and illuminates the soul of man, and brings the redemption closer. And thus wrote Rabbi Moshe Zuchuta, fill your heart with the Zohar reading it and studying it. To what does this compare? To a sick person that drinks a remedy which will be beneficial to him, even if he doesn't know how it cures him. Therefore, every Jew should awaken to the study of the Zohar HaKadosh without listening to fools who warn against it. For if all the wise men recommended studying the Zohar HaKadosh, how can one listen to someone who does not know the benefit that studying the Zohar HaKadosh brings? If all the great Kabbalists asserted that its study is beneficial, even when one doesn't know what he is reading, why should you refrain from the great benefit that it brings just because someone tells you, with no basis whatsoever, that studying the Zohar HaKadosh may be harmful to you? or that you first need to know all the Talmud, or that you should be 40 years of age in order to begin studying the Zohar HaKadosh. Excuse me one second. In Atlanta, in the north part of the state, there's some great fires, and there's a lot of air pollution in the air from this, and that's what this is all about. Below is a partial list of all the tzaddikim and gedolim who encourage the studying of the Zohar HaKadosh, even when you do not understand what you are saying. And I am adding, please note that this partial list includes Sephardim, Ashkenazim, Mizrahim, as well as rabbis and teachers encompassing over 2,000 years of Jewish history. The list includes tzaddikim from temple times through modern times. It includes tzaddikim who lived in the diaspora and who lived in the land of Israel. I'm also adding, it is of great benefit to the world, and especially to bring one to a consciousness of Torah Lishma, or Torah Lishmo, to say out loud the following list of the names of the tzaddikim. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Ziari HaKadosh, Rabbi Yitzhak Luria, Rabbi Chaim Vital, Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, Rabbi Eliyahu Bidat Bal Rishit Chachma, Rab Meir Papirash, a student of the Ari HaKadosh, Rabbi Abraham Azulai, Rabbi Chaim Yosef David Azulai, the Chida, the Vilna Gaon, the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzato, Rabbi Nachman Mibreslev, the Alter Rebbe, the Baal Sefer Keter Shem Tov, Rabbi Chaim Mivolozin, Rabbi Yachod Zemach, Rabbi Eliezer Papo Baal Yipele Yoetz, Baal Migdaloz, Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen Baal Shevet Musar, Midrash Talpiot, the Rav HaKadosh Miyakta, Rav Naftali Katz, the Ben Ish Chai, Rabbi Shlomo Eliashiv, the Rebbe Mizitichkov, the Baal Kav HaYashar, Rabbi Chaim Palaji, the Baal Meori Naim, the Baal Yisod V'Shoresh HaAvodah, Rabbi Yaakov Abu Chatzeria, Rabbi Yehuda Chayat Sefer Minchat Yehuda, the Baal Lukutei Torah Chernobyl, the Baal Mikdash Melech, the Baal Ateret Zvi, Rav Yitzhak Yerucham, son of the Gaon Moshe Yehoshua Leib Diskin, Baal Sherit Yisrael, Baal Nefesh Chaim, Rabbi Shalom Dover Milubavitch, Baal Kisei Melech, Rabbi Abraham Charnik, Baal Sefer Atzei Eden, Baal Magid Doresh Tzion, Baal Matei Ephraim, the Baal Rachamei Ha'av, Baal Kol HaTor, Baal Nofet Sufim, Baal Mayan Ganim, Baal Hechal HaBeracha, Rabbi Chaim HaKohen, the Baal Notzer Chesed, the Baal Midrash Pinchas, the Baal Shulchan HaTahor. Rabbi Abraham Mislonim Sefer Torat Avot, Rabbi Moshe Zachuta, Baal Degel Mechane Ephraim, Baal Sefer Tzvi Litzadik, Baal Meor Vashemesh, Baal Sefer Tzvi Litzadik, Baal Sefer Kisei Eliyahu, the Baal Sefer Sechir Alachayim, Baal Kehilot Yaakov Erech Sod, Baal Sefer Abraham Mechatzei Baal Hadaret Melech, Rabbi Moshe Basula, Rabbi Sherid Yisrael, Baal Shebichi HaArizal, Rabbi Abraham Mislonim Sefer Torat Avot, Rabbi Shabbat Rosh Kobed, Baal Imre Pinchas, Baal Yaakov Milisa, Rabbi Yosef Zundel Misalant, Baal Beit Aron, Rabbi Israel Mishtolen, Rabbi Asher Mishtolen, the Baal Sidur Sha'ar HaSharmem, the Baal HaSofot Binyan Yosef, the Rabbanei Yerushalayim Shnat 5681, Rav Meir Schwartz Mitzfedzotz, the Baal Sefer Sama Dechaye, the Stipler Rav, Baal Minchad Ani, Baal Totzafot Chaim, Baal Shomer Emunim, Baal Noam Halevavot. May the merit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai shield and protect us. And I am adding, may we all say Amen, and with Kavanah, with fervor, Ken Yehi Ratzon, may it be so.
Amen.
My commentary. This whole series of classes promises many benefits to accrue to the individual who makes the choice to study Zohar and or the Tikkuni Zohar. Yet the purpose is to study the Zohar and the Tikkuni Zohar for the sole purpose of giving nachas, nachat, pleasure to Hashem. Please remember this and try to do these actions for the Torah purpose of Torah Lishmo or Torah Lishma. This is the end of our class. Does anybody have any questions? I will add one more thing. For those of you who are sensitive to energy, as I read those names of the Tzaddikim, the energy was felt. Remember that. This is why we are doing the Tzaddikim. We're saying the names of the Tzaddikim who chose that day to leave this world. It's not that they died on that day as happenstance. All related to the energy of their soul, the energy of the day, the energy of the year, the month, etc. Save his names with reverence. The more you learn about these names and these people, what they wrote, the words they wrote, the more you connect to the light that they drew into this world, the light that is there for you to help you draw the light that is yours to draw to this world. Class is this coming week. At 2 o'clock West Coast time today, we will have our class continuing the study of the Anabakoach and starting the study of the 72 names. Monday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. At 7 o'clock, we will read an essay by Rabbi Ashlan. On Tuesday at 4:30, a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will continue our study of the Talmud Esther Sefirot, the teachings or the study of the 10 Sefirot. Wednesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, our question and answer series. Thursday, there will not be a mini Zohar class or an advanced reincarnation class at 4:30. Will not be that class. At 7 o'clock, there can be a Zohar class, depending on the number of people who demonstrate interest by sending me an email asking me to have that class. This coming Saturday at 6 p.m. West Coast time will be a Havdalah ritual. And at 7 o'clock, a Zohar class on the new parasha, the new energy, the new week. And next Sunday, 10:30, we will have a new series of classes starting. At 2 o'clock, we will be continuing our basic class in Atlanta. So please join us for these classes that are a benefit to you. And if you don't have time at that particular moment but would wish to listen to the class at another time, the recordings are all posted on a webpage called Recordings. recordings.htm. And you type in recordings.htm, the local Hashem website. That page will come up. I hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving. Have a beautiful day. A wonderful week. Remember, I believe it's Tuesday night, but it may be Wednesday night. I'll have to confirm. Of the week following Thanksgiving will be our Rosh Chodesh connection for the month of Kislev. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
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 Thank you.
And thank you.